fluid about what they're investing in. Any change adds to that uncertainty. So the more that we can say we have really considered the incentive in the match to make this something that makes you want to move off of status quo, and that's really the measurement, the threshold. I think this is really close. My only advice would be if you wanted to turbocharge that look at the 60, you might want to consider lowering the threshold.
And my second question is, since this entire program comes up for reauthorization in the next couple of years in the legislature, mm-hmm. Do you think that your members would be receptive to at least considering the question as to whether the 10-year period is subject to an objective standard for renewal, particularly at the lower end?
I think we'd be happy to work with you on that and how the parameters work. I think that any time you have
has to be an objective standard.
Yes.
Because that's been drilled into my head by some of your members. But it does seem to me that if we are able to capture those units at 60%, we ought to at least have the option of allowing people to continue to stay in those units if the council believes that it's still, the math still
pencils out. Be happy to have that conversation and work with you to that.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. Good morning.
Good
afternoon. Sorry.
Yeah, afternoon. Time flies here. Having fun.
Yeah.
Mary Seip. I just want to say that how excited I am to see this innovative idea come forward and the incentive here to try and capture what's already in the pipeline that perhaps we might not have been able to capture. I think this is a really innovative approach. I think that the conversation here has really been you've touched on everything, and I think the balance. I especially appreciate the comments that Commissioner Udaly made. Once again, you're reading my mind back here, but. And I guess what I would say is that one of the things is I agree with Mayor Wheeler that I think there is some matter of urgency here. I also would want to really encourage, get out there and actively sell this. Don't just wait for the developers to say, gee, this really looks nice. Find a way to get out there and to promote this. The whole concept, the idea that all the affordable housing is in one building rather than scattered throughout buildings all throughout the city, I really, really can't say enough about that concept. And, you know, the affordable units or subsidized, whatever you want to call the units in a building that has market rate units, they have the opportunity to do things such as not put in granite countertops and stainless steel appliances and hardwood floors and things like that and make these units so that their maintenance and their upkeep and the cost of just constructing them within project that's going to be market rate. There's a lot of things that they can do. You know, oftentimes when we've had conversations here about the affordable housing buildings all throughout the Pearl, the comment I often hear is, "And you can't tell from the outside that it's affordable housing." Well, you can tell from the inside. Like I say, we don't have hardwood floors. We don't have stainless steel appliances. We don't have granite countertops. What we have is a comfortable, well-designed, habitable, affordable place to live. And I think the concept of providing incentive that is balanced, and that's the other thing I like is the balance here with what they get in return and what they give up. And spreading this throughout the city and throughout different buildings, I just can't say enough about how much I really appreciate the work that's gone into this. Kudos.
So I appreciate your testimony, and I look forward to selling this because it's a rare day when you can sell something to somebody that doesn't really cost them anything extra
exactly.
But provides a discernible, tangible public benefit. So I look forward to that opportunity.
Yeah. Good. Go for it.
And Mary, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Although it seems to me that you're not able to read my mind as easily as you're able to read her mind. So we'll talk about that privately.
No,
that's
it's
probably
the other
a good
way
thing.
Around.
A good
I'm
thing.
Reading all of your minds.
Get to the bottom of this.
If I could just quickly add that my office is in conversation with private developers who are vested in the queue, who are very interested in incentives for affordable housing. So I just want to lend to this urgency argument that there is real interest.
And we've also received some written testimony from some developers who've expressed that this is the right track. So I'm appreciative of that. Thank you both.
Thank you.
So,
for
Mayor,
your testimony.
I'm officially withdrawing my proposed amendment.
So Commissioner Fish has withdrawn his amendment. I'd like to keep my amendment open. We're going to continue this.
Why don't we vote on it, Mayor?
You want to vote on the amendment?
We've had a hearing.
Great. I'm happy to do that. None of my colleagues. My amendment, so I'll definitely support it.
I think
it's
just,
the amendment, please.
So this was the one that lowers the cap to $500,000 from the $3
million. And I've heard from others that the idea
come on
of the cap.
Up, please. There's a correction. I want to make sure we get this technically accurate.
Shannon Callahan again.
Shannon.
So the mayor's amendment actually lowers each individual project's eligibility to $500,000 of tax
correct.
Exemption. It keeps the $3 million program size, but makes sure that no project can come in with a greater than $500,000 tax exemption.
Yeah, sorry for that confusion.
Just
because
wanted to
clarify. The per project also was originally at $3 million, so never mind. Call the roll.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Second. I think it was Commissioner Fish.
The motion, was previously seconded by Commissioner Fish.
By Fish. Okay, thank you. Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. So we'll move, we'll continue this to next week. Is that correct?
Is that when you want this next week?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, good. Sir. So we will continue this to next week as amended. Thank you, everybody. Good discussion.